Hi, I'm Shersha Mizan from Hudson. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Thank you.
La despensa de alimentos de Catskill está localizada en la parroquia de la Iglesia de St. Luke en Catskill, en la calle William, número 50. La despensa está abierta todos los viernes de la 1 hasta las 4 de la tarde. La comida sana es un derecho. Para más información, bienvenidos a todos a venir. Llamar por teléfono a 551-299-2456. Mirar la página web catskillfoodpantry.org o conectar con nosotros en Facebook en Catskill Food Pantry.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Guillermo Rickerson of Cairo, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click Donate. Thank you for your support.
You have the already global networks. So my argument is very simple. The present media is too large and wasteful. From now on, we should think about the more smaller media to diverse our culture and community. I have different idea on airwave. Airwave belong to the every people, everybody, not to the states or a government. Okay, I will make the transmitter now.
This is Pepper Tiger Radio, special radio station. Telephone number is 212-420-9045.
Pedimos que por favor reporten al 420-9045. Estamos midiendo la fuerza de esta transmisión, una nueva emisora.
This is great.
Let's but I have all the VHS
independent narrowcasting.
Less than it costs to buy a real good radio.
This is WNYU too. We're actually going over a really powerful station.
Really? Right? We're going over NYU?
Yeah, so if you can imagine, if we go on a space that's not being used, we can go even further.
Yeah. Not that there are a lot in New York. So keep yours close to the mic. These guys know what to call. We're really getting a lot of reach and a lot of distance. Nobody lives around here, that's the thing. Tell me if I'm going to bump into these guys. That's not them, is it?
Though he seemed loyal in public, he worked behind the scenes to stir up, arouse, incite revolution.
Hi, this is Karen Schomer, formerly of The Schomer Show. You're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM.
Place, one that I held close to my heart. Won't you lead me in a dance down this winding road where light and shadow entwine to take hold of the thoughts of the one left far behind? Know that sometimes I want to turn around and see the things that I passed on the journey, but no.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola, and I'm joined with...
your DJ... Oh, you're talking in here, DJ Sean Money.
And, unfortunately, some very bad news broke out the other day. On March 1st, the beginning of this month,
a legend. Japanese manga artist
Akira Toriyama has passed away. And if you know Dragon Ball, you know this man. He is the father of Dragon Ball, and by extension, the father of pretty much modern anime. Without him, we wouldn't have, like, nearly the same amount of stuff. We wouldn't have Bleach, we wouldn't have One Piece, we wouldn't have Naruto even. Even the author of Naruto has said he took in many inspirations from Akira Toriyama.
We would have no Dragon Ball games, none.
He's the leader of the Big Three.
That's a fact. Well, technically, he's the grandfather of the Big Three. But, you know,
the Big Three are like the Ninja Turtles, and he's like Master Splinter.
Yeah, okay. So, as of right now, I'll give you a little information. Akira Toriyama, a Japanese manga artist, was born on April 5th, 1955. And... I don't know how to say that. Hmm? He was born on April 5th, 1955, in this right here. Can you see that?
Nagoya Ayachi.
Yeah, Japan.
Nagoya Ayachi.
And sadly, he has passed away on March 1st, 2024. A little bit about him is that he was just a legend, a GOAT, the boy.
He, like, all of modern anime right now, you got him to thank, pretty much.
He was the artist and the person who came up with the idea for Dragon Ball and has been a part of Dragon Ball Super, Dragon Ball Z, and more. And so many just legendary, iconic things. We could go so far, even the bad Dragon Ball ones. Like, it just goes on and on. Like, from even before it was, like, Dragon Ball.
Life doesn't discriminate.
Like, bro was making stuff from 1999... 1983, 1985.
Like, out of everybody you gotta take, you have to take a legend.
I'm pretty sure he died at 68. Yeah.
Due to an acute subdural hematoma, a blood clot in his brain. The news of his passing, very unfortunate way to go out. It sparked a global outpouring of kind words and heartfelt illustrations. Like, the amount of people that are impacted by his work is insane. And today on the show, we're not here to sit and cry about his death. We're here to celebrate his life. And we got a bunch of Dragon Ball clips. Because, like, Dragon Ball is so much more than an anime to a lot of people. It's like people's childhood.
No, that's a fact.
Like, you got an entire generation of kids trying to do Kamehamehas.
I will drop everything. You know how, like, there was that giant generation, everyone was Naruto running? We were the generation, I feel like, that were like Kamehamehas.
There's still kids trying to do Kamehamehas.
Spear bombs, Gallic Gun, my Seiko.
Bro, as a kid, I was practicing the fusion dance.
Bro, that's a fact. And I special beam cannon, bro. Special beam cannon was really it. Now, not even like just a popular thing. I'll just name some few. Like Dragon Ball Super, Dragon Ball Z. Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball Super Broly.
Like, all of the movies.
Oh, my God. Even the bad ones, like Dragon Ball Evolution. But we don't really talk about that. But I guess we can talk about it today. I'll let it slide. And, like, even, like...
I'm going to see how much part he had to play in Evolution.
even Dragon Ball Z Lord Slug, or the Christmas special, or the Dragon Ball Z Bardock special, and stuff like that. And it's just, like, it's so crazy to be even, like... The Dragon Ball Z movie with Cooler and stuff like that, and just so many great things and so many great things to see, and just stuff like that. And like, if I'm being honest, like, it was really just a giant part of my life, my host's life, and just so many more things. And like, for example, such a great opening, like the Dragon Ball Z opening theme song. Like, I know. You were up late at night watching Toonami around, like, what, 12? 12, 1?
Yeah, I know, that's crazy.
When we were supposed to be in bed, about to go to school the next day, talking about, make sure you go to sleep. And then on the weekends, you would watch Naruto and maybe One Piece or Bleach or something. And, like, just hearing something like...
Oh, now, this is such an OG.
Z, come on.
You know,
like the dragon.
Akira Toriyama could ride the Nimbus Cloud.
That's a fact. I will let y'all listen to this. We're back. What's up, people?
Dragon Ball
we're back.
Such a beloved franchise.
Now,
if you haven't heard the news, Akira Toriyama, the creator of Dragon Ball Z, the father of anime, has unfortunately passed away on March 1st.
The GOAT. We always lose someone on March, but it's okay. I didn't think it would be this hard, man. But, like, here's, like, the introduction of Bulma, like, meeting Goku for the first time, so...
No, this is where it all started.
What's that noise? What did you do? Like, bro, how does it...
Like, bro really turned every enemy he had
into a friend. No funny.
Even Bulma, at first.
Like,
she tried to pop him, bro.
he thought she was trying to take his fish or something, or she was a monster. So you thought you finished me off?
You're not going to get my fish that easy, you big monster.
Bro's worried about his food.
Bro just lifts a car.
Lifts a car. This is before, like, Bulma took over Capsule Corp. Like, Capsule Corps were just a new thing.
Oh, wow. Power pole. OG as episode one. You know, the power pole is actually inspiration from this folk tale, Sun Wukong.
Did he have siblings?
Who?
Akira Toriyama.
That's a good question. I'm not too sure.
Let's see.
And we're not here to mourn the death. We're here to celebrate his
That's
life.
That's a fact. That's a fact. Grandma told me about evil creatures like you. Your black arts won't work on me.
Let's monster? Hold on, I'm not a monster, kid. I'm a human being, just like you are.
Oh, yeah, kid. Really?
Oh, two kids. Man.
I had two children, a son named... I don't know what this is. Born on March 23rd, 1987. And a daughter born October 1990.
I think every year... what's the fifth month? Excuse my ignorance, but... On 5/9, we gotta celebrate Akira Toriyama. That's Goku's birthday.
No, that's a fact. You're different. You're thin and scrawny. You're thin and scrawny. That's why. A girl? Oh, so that's what you are. So my grandpa told me about those. Are you
saying you've never seen a girl? Nah, that's crazy. Nope. Besides my grandpa,
you're the only human being that I've ever seen. That's a crazy statement. But grandpa told me about girls. He told me that if I ever ran into a girl, that I should be as polite as I possibly could. That's a fact. R.I.P. Grandpa Gohan.
Well, what a nice thing to say. Yeah, that's something like...
Then she tried to take his Dragon Ball, like...
He died a long time ago.
Dang.
Shame on you! What do you think you're doing?
I was just checking to see if you had a tail.
Goku was so innocent.
Yeah, bro. I mean, there's a reason he could ride the Nimbus Cloud. Bro really said, I was seeing if you had a tail.
Bro said, I was seeing if you had a tail. We also have other memorable moments.
We got a bunch of memorable moments.
Many, like, so many. Like, the time when he met Goku. The time when he met Bulma. The time when he met Vegeta. The time when he met... I should have put when he first comes back and they see him and he's tall.
Oh, my God. That would have been goated.
Or
when he first beat it up.
Turned into Elzaro.
When he beat Piccolo Jr. for the first time.
Ooh, good one.
And then Kami's like, You could be the next Kami Goku. Why was that a good impression? Yo. What was that?
Or the time he fought himself. Because of Mr. Popo.
Oh, yeah. Bro showed Ultra Instinct when he was like...
Or Goku 15. Turning, or Goku realizing about the we don't care.
No, oh my God, we don't care.
Our Goku turning into Bizarro form the first time and talking about Goku. How did your grandpa die? Like, come on, bro. Like,
not gonna lie, I thought you said Bizarro instead of Ozaru. I was like so confused. What's a Bizarro form?
Nah, I don't know. What's really crazy. This is where we really got the first introduction of Bulma. Changing her hair color and the people just running out of ink.
Like, I know. That's why he went Super Saiyan for the first time.
They just ran out of ink.
It just saves money and saves time.
Yeah, it was easier. We didn't have the technologies that they had back then. It was just
what's going into? I never realized this. Goku's first outfit in Dragon Ball was blue.
Yeah. Not purple. But there are two separate covers. Because there's one where Bulma looks different. Bulma didn't wear pink. Bulma wore like I don't remember.
Bulma was constantly changing her.
No,
head.
But like in the first one, there was two of them because I remember having them because when I got GT, there was one where Goku wore a different color. Goku wore like I think, and this Goku wore like purple, right? Goku wears purple, and the other one he wears like blue.
Yeah, I guess it's like a color-headed thing. Because, like, from my angle, the way the lighting was shining in there, that looked blue to me.
And then Bulma wears, like, I think lavender. a whole different color at the time. And it's the same scene. It's just they're different. Dang, I kind of want to... Let's see. Can I do this?
This is Yeah, of course.
Pussy.
So, everybody listening, you are tuning into Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live at 90.7 FM, WGXC, Ikra Catskill, and Hudson. Today, we have a whole show dedicated to Dragon Ball and father of Dragon Ball and anime, Akira Toriyama.
It was
Toriyama.
This one. I found it. So.
Yo!
She wears a whole different fit. Her hair.
The path to power? Oh, this is like a redone. This is nice. This is more modern. Let's see Goku's fit.
Big enough for dinner.
It's blue.
Yep. Bro got that down.
Still picks up the car. The fish is green in this.
You should be more
he calls it the elephant.
The road, kiddo. Oh. Whoa, the weird elephant's talking. It must be a monster and it wants my fish. Monster?
The animation in this one is so much more fast.
Still picks up the car.
That and the newer animation is goes hard. Bro. Pause it for a second. No.
What?
No. The voice actor for Goku is 55.
Oh, I was thinking about the Japanese.
Bro, he's gonna come. He's gonna.
I was thinking about the Japanese. I was like,
he's
bro.
Gonna meet Akira Toriyama soon.
Don't say that.
I mean, yeah, hopefully not. I'm sorry, that sounds so wrong.
Don't say that.
I'm just like very sad, dude.
Goku's like,
passing.
No one
like
eats
two
my
legends,
fish.
You know?
Goku's like, no
that's
one
such
eats
a bad
fish.
Comparison.
Bro, you wanna know what's crazy, though? Is that if we think about Akira Toriyama, type is talking to Goku. Because I feel like it's based off of him being Goku. And then two, the Japanese voice actor for Goku. And like from like, I think like Z to like all the way to like. No, from Dragon Ball all the way to like, I think Z.
Yeah, Sean Schimmels?
No. Bro's got a weird last name. It was a woman.
Oh, for Japanese. Yeah. Masako.
Yeah. She passed away a while back. And then it's just crazy full circle, I guess. But
I don't
like,
care what
GT
kind of
version?
A fucking elephant monster you are.
I'm like, I'm not a monster, kid. I don't even know if she pulls out the blake in this. Red ribbon, and then.
Unbelievable!
Just unbelievable. Just looking at it, just like.
Oh, yeah, that animation is so different.
You could tell.
The other one looks like Daima, almost.
Yeah.
Switch back to the other one for a split.
So
yeah, he's got that Daima look.
Oh, my goodness, like.
That old animation is so nostalgic.
Thanks.
Like Steel.
You were driving a car around, right? So does that mean that you're from one of the big cities? You got it.
Goku was really just a boy from the sticks.
You know, I'm a little upset they made Super Goku so stupid.
Rewind that a little bit.
Goku was smart.
Goku is not stupid.
I know.
Goku is not a bad dad.
And Super, he's stupid.
Super, they made him stupid. Super,
he's definitely not a bad dad either.
They try to make him be a bad dad.
The
like,
first time you see Goku, he's literally holding Gohan, meeting a bunch of friends.
After that, they try to make him bad dad.
Like you got Gohan jumping up in Goku's arms because he's scared of a turtle.
And then
Goku's like, it's okay, you don't got to be scared. That's goated father behavior.
And then
especially for a kid living in his woods his whole life.
Oh yeah, that's a fact. And then with. Can we just say how funny it is how, like, Goku thought marriage was a food? And then on top of that, think about how many times, yes, Goku was wrong for throwing a Senzu bean to Cell. But he believed in his son. And he had it.
What I'm upset about is he doesn't know Beerus under some disguise and Super.
Oh.
You know when Beerus disguised himself as Menaka and fought him? Bro, in Dragon Ball, he recognized Kami that took a body of a human.
Yeah.
Just from his ki. Like, bro,
but
he can read God ki now.
But my thing is, yeah, he can. My thing is, right, with that, is it's just crazy to me how, like, things could have went so different. Like, I feel like so many people were for Bulma and Goku.
Yeah, you almost get a Bulma and Goku like thing when Bulma sees Goku at the first.
Yeah, but it's like weird because it's like a brother and sister dynamic, but it's not. At the
life
same
long
time,
childhood friends. You know, sometimes lifelong childhood friends tie the knot, and sometimes they go separate ways, but still remain friends, and both are okay.
And then you got Vegeta. Then you got Vegeta.
Vegeta!
Just being a savage and taking Yamcha's like woman. Vegeta. But Yamcha was also garbage. So.
You want to be Vegeta, but you can't be but Vegeta because I'm Vegeta. It looks like the Dragon Ball is right down the road.
Maybe it's at this little kid's house. Calls him a little kid. Takes his Dragon Ball. Or tries to.
Bro doesn't even care. He's chilling. He got the fish.
He just wants his food, bro.
Well, all right. So what's on the agenda?
Well, we can have a bite to eat and talk, then play together.
Now look.
Bro, Goku is just chilling.
Improper, you can forget it.
Improper? What is that?
Oh, never mind. I guess Grandpa hasn't told him about that yet. This kid's so innocent that he's adorable.
Look, see?
Golly, girls sure are strange.
Nah, wait. Hold on. Now I gotta look this up. Wait. Cause that kind of, how old was?
I think at first he was intended to be 14, and then he was reckoned to be 12.
Again, ball. Oop, ball. He's 12. He's 12. But
although the Funimation translation claims his age to be 11.
No. Bulma was 16. So we're seeing this comet?
I mean, I think in like a little kid way.
What does that mean?
Oh, never mind.
But no, seeing this comet to a 12-year-old is 16?
Yeah, definitely. But I think she means it in like a little brother way. Improper,
you can forget it. Okay, that sounds like a little...
What does that mean? Play.
Oh, never mind.
And then brush... I said brushes. It blushes at it. But... It was a different time.
Yeah, that's like a little brother thing. Like, this kid's super
strange.
Well, anyway, let's go.
Sounds good. I'll just follow the giant fish.
I guess.
Honestly, yeah.
So, kid, what's your name, anyway?
My name's Goku.
G-O-K-U. What's yours?
That feels weird spelling, him spelling it.
G-O-K-U.
Bulma.
Why does that sound wrong? Even though it isn't.
That's funny. Hey, Goku's not exactly normal, so there.
Yeah, wow.
Not as weird as yours.
Goku had jokes.
Hey, you be quiet. Bulma happens to be very elegant. It's a lot better than Goku, that's for sure.
Oh, you got, what's his name?
Pilaf.
Yeah,
Plow?
Yeah, bro said peel off. That's crazy.
I'm bugging. But then you
the elephant monster has a ghost inside.
Try to hijack me.
Bro, just a
imagine if Goku.
Imagine if Bulma just bodied a...
Can we just sit and think about that for a minute? Imagine...
If Goku
just wasn't
ending place,
it wasn't a motor of
yeah,
that would have been ending Dragon Ball.
I mean, like, to be fair, bro, lift up an entire car. I would be pretty damn scared of a 5-year-old lifting up an entire car too. 12-year-old, bro. If a 12-year-old lifts up my car, I'm shooting that 12-year-old too. If a 12-year-old can lift my car, that's not a 12-year-old. I didn't know they make people like that.
He's a 12-year-old, and he's like. Wait. He's a 12-year-old, and, I need to know how tall he was.
Yeah, like, bro, imagine. Well, no, that's his height in Dragon Ball Z.
How tall was Goku in Dragon Ball?
See, that's, actually funny, because his birthday is 5'9", because his height is 5'9".
And, okay, let me put the start of Dragon Ball. Still 5'9". Wait, I'm taller than Goku.
How old is 12-year-old Goku?
Yeah.
4 feet.
4 feet. So you got a 12-year-old, four foot.
If there's a 4 foot 12-year-old lifting up my car, I'm done.
That's a freaking nature,
bro. You can have my car. Like, I'm dipping.
Bro, he already broke your car. Like, you can't. Where are you running to? You see this, right?
Bro could run faster than the car can drive.
That's three tires. That's three tires. And a broken mirror?
Bro really retired.
Where are you going? Where are you going? That car's not moving.
Nah.
That's three tires. Gone.
And then you just tank the bullets.
Nah, yeah, and you take bullets. Like,
And you'd be like, ow! Like,
the reason a lot of people do say, because in Super, he gets hurt by a bullet. Remember that? By the robbers?
Mm-hmm.
Bro was on guard here because he thought the car was a monster. Bro is like...
Yeah, he was relaxed. He was relaxed.
Yeah, he didn't have his guard up. Goku's canonically always kind of been stupid.
Yeah.
When it comes to, like,
quote, unquote,
certain things.
Yeah, certain things. Like, marriage being food.
Yeah, a lot of things. Children. He was smart, though. Like, he saw somebody with a car and intuitively deducted that they were from the city. Boom.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
smart.
Yeah, yo, you remember the episode where he drove a car?
Oh, my God, but Piccolo.
Wasn't that Filler? That was Filler,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Bro, you gotta look. I can hear it in my head.
Ow,
Piccolo,
what?
Leave me out of this! Goku.
You should be dead.
See.
Don't be so ridiculous, Mr. Ghost.
Mr. Ghost.
I ain't trained to be hard like a rock.
Mr. Ghost.
Hard like a rock doesn't go as good as... My grandpa taught me to be strong like steel.
Yeah.
That's your magic just... can't hurt me.
Your magic can't hurt me. Powerful.
Now I'll send you back to your ghost land.
Drops the blick.
Okay,
drops the blick.
This is weird. I am a human, not a ghost. What's wrong with you? Human? Really?
Bro, hit the real.
Nah, I'm not gonna lie. Bumma's fitness is way better than her original.
That is.
I don't
how
know.
Much
I feel like this.
Get? Huh? Don't move, okay?
Nah, Bulma's the age of people just who come to Clubhouse regularly just to chill.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
You have no tail.
You look a lot softer and curvier than me. Well, yeah, I should hope so. I mean, you're a young boy, and I'm a
I love that translation.
Beautiful girl.
What?
A girl?
Instead of, like, frail.
You're
yeah.
a real
curvy.
Girl? Wow, talk about a country boy. You've never seen a girl before? Besides my grandpa, I've never seen another human.
I like how they kept that.
Yeah, they did a pretty
good
job.
He had to go away a few years ago. But before he left...
That makes it way more worse.
Oh!
wait. That makes it way more worse than Goku saying, oh, this is a whole different clip. Don't mind this. But that makes it so much more worse than Goku being like,
I think
yeah, he died a couple years
there's
ago.
There's a bit of a timeline skip here. We need to go to Z, going Super Saiyan.
Okay. And
we gotta see this kid grown up becoming the protector of innocent.
Okay, we'll do that after
this song.
This intro. We'll be back. But... I definitely remember I got a little older, like a year or two. Actually, I think I got older and I became 12. And you hear this? Come on now. This is when you first find out about Dragon Ball.
Nah.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dragon Ball music has no right.
What? What? Mm-mm. Now imagine if the Dragon Balls weren't real.
Akira Toriyama is such a
so smart. Hold on, I gotta hear this.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Today is a bittersweet day. I was going to say sad, but bittersweet. Because we're not here to celebrate or to mourn his death. We are here to celebrate his life.
No.
Akira Toriyama, the father of Dragon Ball and anime, has unfortunately passed away this March 1st. And honestly, he gave
many kids their childhood. Like, you got an entire generation of kids trying to go Super Saiyan, screaming, going, modern anime, like, is inspired from Dragon Ball, pretty much.
I feel like the real question is, now, do we play Z? Or Z Kai?
Ooh, I think we gotta compare them.
Okay. Alright, give me, like, 1 second.
So we got the start. Goku meeting Bulma, they start their journey.
So, we did a little time skip, you know?
Yeah, just like Dragon Ball does. It's canon.
I have Z Kai up already. No.
No.
Hello, Mortal.
No, you said it!
Oh. No.
See, that... They...
Caught me. No. Wait, is that even it? No, that's not it, right? That's a whole different thing, right?
No, it is.
Yeah.
It's okay. Nobody heard that.
No. Okay. So, we gotta go with the original. We gotta go... Always gotta go with the original, man. Alright. So, original.
Goku!
Hearing Frieza's voice is crazy.
Yeah. Frieza has a different voice actor in Kai.
It's... My boy, Piccolo, not.
Pop goes the weasel.
That's crazy.
Savage. Hold on. Oh, my God.
We gotta be quiet. You get away with this!
Just hearing the thunders and the crackles and everything else, the pain is crazy to me.
Rose is accidentally destroying everything around him.
Rose is mad.
Get away with the...
Oh, I got another clip in mind.
Oh,
my God.
We go back. Let me see. Just that flash into Super Saiyan.
Oh my God!
His eyes whited out.
Beautiful. Magnificent.
Oh, we gotta hear. The way he just talks to Gohan.
Nah.
Goku's a bad dad, quote unquote.
Quote unquote.
Gohan, listen very carefully. You must leave this planet now and take Piccolo with you. Got it?
He said, he said what?
This is the last time I'm going to tell you! Get out of here right now, Gohan!
Fun fact, first time Goku ever raised his voice to Gohan.
Yeah, that's crazy. And bro's best friend literally just died, and he doesn't want his kid to die.
It's like,
the only reason he ever yelled at his kid ever is because he didn't want him to die.
Okay, now for this next clip.
That's crazy.
Which one? Do we see him doing it? The voice actor. Or
we gotta see the Z. We gotta see this. Yeah, this is still technically
the,
Z.
Gotta see the clip.
Yeah, we gotta see the clip.
Well, no.
I will not let you destroy.
Hey, no sneak peeks, buddy. Then we have Super First Going God.
I will not let you destroy my world.
Super Saiyan.
Magical.
Talk to him. Goku really just going up against a god in Super Saiyan.
This goes so hard.
He's changed. He's in trouble. He's dropped from his god form to a mere Super Saiyan.
I like how, like, now Super Saiyan is just weak.
Yeah, right? But he's still
throwing hands with a god. I wish Super Saiyan God would have been used more.
Yeah, for real.
It's used way more in the manga.
I know. I wish they unlocked Super Saiyan Blue when Goku Black told Goku his family. So fast, you're still following this
villain? Nope, totally lost. Nope, totally lost. Totally. Now, okay, wait, real fast. It's confirmed that Goku can't breathe in space, but this clip,
atmosphere,
people use this and be like, Goku, you're lying. You can breathe in your breathe in space, but Goku's not in deep space.
Nah, it's still atmosphere.
Yeah, and he's an alien, so
you can see the atmosphere line when you are in space, and it's not there.
Yeah. No.
I got one for you.
Oh. Oh, look at he got. Wait, I never even realized he does an instant transmission Kamehameha against Beerus. Bro, use the. No, bro, use the same move he did against Cell against him.
Oh, snap, yeah.
Wait, remind that? Did Krillin say that? Did he say instant transmission Kamehameha or just Kamehameha?
I think he just said Kamehameha.
Yeah, bro got tripped out from him doing that. Bro did not expect the fake out.
I don't know what's really crazy is that. What was it that
I've got one for you. Oh my god. Goku is such a legend.
Like, bro, like.
Why did you have to leave us, Akira Toriyama?
RIP, man. RIP, man.
Those who you are just tuning in, you are listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, we are supporting and
a bittersweet moment.
Supporting, reminiscing on the father of anime and the father of Dragon Ball, the legend himself, Akira Toriyama. Now, unfortunately, this March 1st, he has passed away due to a brain clot.
Blood clot? Brain clot?
Blood clot in the brain. Brain clot.
So that was Z. But this is Z Kai.
Yeah. Today, we are just going back. Because he
really our childhood
generation.
Ooh, I kind of like that better.
Yeah, then Pop goes the weasel.
You ruthless, heartless bastard!
Ooh.
Ooh. There's something about him not saying anything, though.
No, it is.
I do like how they took out the music.
Yeah. Ooh. Okay.
I will make you suffer.
Ooh. Oh. In the original, did he say I'll make you pay?
Yeah, I'll make you pay. The flat.
Okay.
I like the original better.
Okay, I do, but I don't. I like certain parts. I like
even
like,
the flashes
example,
into Super Saiyan. The glimpse is so short, you just see.
Yeah. Well, like for example, like I like him saying, "I will make you pay."
Yeah.
Instead of
suffer. Yeah.
I will make you suffer. Okay, you still see it.
Yeah.
Just tweak it out. Who was tweaking out? Who lost his best friend, Piccolo?
Okay, that scream goes different, though.
Yeah.
Him going high-pitched is kind of crazy. Because usually he guys that, ah.
Yeah, that's just a loud tone. Look him talk to Gohan. Watch it. Or just, or do they stop it and it's like a cliffhanger?
Go! Take Piccolo with you and get out of here now! Find Bulma, find the spaceship, and go! Do as I tell you right now before I lose what little sense of reason I have left!
No.
Nah.
I kind of like this a little bit just because he had to really strike fear into his kid's heart. And that's more relatable to real life. Because if you're in a life or death situation and your kid's there, you're going to have to really. Yo,
something about him just keeping his composure no matter how angry he is in Z, though. Goes a little hard.
No, I do. I do. But
I think
like,
I prefer Z over Kai here.
That, oh,
nah. Yeah, that turn. The thing I liked better in Kai was the Scream itself, but everything else.
Alright, now we have another Z
and
clip.
The author of both is just an amazing legend.
Oh, chef's kiss. Now we have another clip here. Skip. Future Gohan fighting the androids. Yeah. We didn't even know what that was yet.
The only reason he got Super Saiyan 2 is because his father was there for him.
Yeah.
That's why he didn't get Super Saiyan 2 in the future timeline.
This walk up the SD lake. I gotta... Oh my god.
This thunderstorm is a perfect backdrop for your demise. There is no end for me. No end!
This was tough.
Weed. Now they actually started trying for real for you.
Hold on. Counter! Hold on. Talk to him.
Bro's getting jumped in.
Hold on. Bro really just got tripped and ran. Oh, there's a one hand. A one arm. I did that. Just the read of him.
Yep. They did lost to Vegeta's technique.
Oh god, stand for screamers. And they're trying to hear it, bro.
Gohan?
Awesome when we found that.
Oh
thing.
No! Darn it, Gohan! Why'd you go alone?
Oh man, I think this should speak for itself, man.
Huh? Go on. Oh no, no. Why'd you have to do it? Why'd you have to leave me? It's not fair. Oh gosh, no. What did they do to you, Gohan? You were my best friend. You were everything to me. Everything. This just isn't fair. Gohan. Gohan. Gohan!
That's
welcome
crazy.
Back, everybody. Those of you who are just tuning in or tuned into the middle
you're
of that,
listening to
we were watching Future Gohan's untimely demise.
Yeah.
And you are listening to Clubhouse Radio. Broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and
Hudson.
And today we are celebrating Akira Toriyama's life. Unfortunately, he has passed away at the age of 68 on March 1st, and this man is the father of anime. He is the creator of Dragon Ball Z. he's inspired not only this generation but other generations, because like there's people like my dad and my brother showed me Dragon Ball Z.
Wow, like
literal generations. He's the creator of their inspiration, and he's a legend. He like, so we had to dedicate an entire show to him and his creation, Dragon Ball Z, because we're not here to focus on the negatives. We're here to celebrate his life, you know.
Now, before we go out, I had to play this clip, you feel me? If we talking about the future, we gotta look at the past. Now, that's a bar. Don't let it get you fooled. That's a bar. Now, where is it? Let's see. I'll say... Did it get taken out yet?
Those of you who are listening, hello everybody. Once again, you are listening to Clubhouse Radio.
Alright, so...
90.7. FM.
But yeah... Oh my god, I'm so sorry. That's such a crazy clip. So was a menace.
Yeah. Gohan really can't be anybody, not me, so.
A wretched way to die. Yeah. And no one can stop me. Except for you, Gohan. Except for you. Goku, stop him.
Oh my god.
Oh, 16.
Come on. I know this hurts you. What are you waiting for? I can feel your bones.
That was a menace.
Crack. So if you're going to act, I do it now.
Oh, the boy is being squeezed like a ketchup bottle. It's so hard.
I'm sorry, bro. Really sound like
I'm
a
sure
ketchup bottle.
Don't get help.
Bro, I don't want to hear you. This is what really made
Bro's
my voice snap.
Of yapping.
You hear his soundtrack?
16. His petty existence proved Dr. Gero had his flaws.
Hello there.
Wait, no, you caught me.
Hello, I am Android 16.
Throw me, throw me, throw me. Whoa.
Karoni, move that thing away from us!
So there was a punk, real talk. Like, real, real, real talk. We have so many clips.
Oh my.
Is this Kai or Z? Z, Kai.
Z, yeah, Z, Kai.
Does anyone else want to be a martyr today?
Ooh. That's such a cold line. Does anybody else want to be a martyr?
Scoundrel!
Ooh. Ooh.
So, Gohan.
We don't need to
still
go
haven't
Gohan.
Gotten you mad.
Hmm?
Let's try some friendly persuasion. Let's see. What do we have?
This was so
here?
Savage.
1, 2, 3, 4.
He really counted out his people. He got... Yo, if Gohan had an Instagram bio around this time, and you know how Instagram bios were like, RIP, rest in peace, rest in peace, rest in peace, rest in peace. This would have been Gohan's.
Rest in peace, though.
It would have been Gohan's. Rest in peace, rest in peace, rest in peace, rest in peace.
4, 5, 6, 7. That's easy enough.
Wait, I'm sorry. I can't listen to that. Every time I listen to it, it just sounds like he's taking a poop.
We can skip this. We can totally skip this.
Skip this. What are we doing?
Let's just get to where Android 16 is talking to Gohan. Because that speech is beautiful.
It is not a sin.
I'm sorry.
MZ is definitely better. No, we gotta hear...
Oh. No, I didn't fast forward. I rewinded.
Okay. So, this is us after hearing what happened.
Yeah, man.
Good. One more push is all he needs. Hey! Hurry up now! First one with a kill wins a prize.
What?
Bro's got a good throwing arm. That's like pure heavy metal. Probably weighs at least like 50 pounds. Yeah.
Oh, that's bad. I threw him too far.
Nah, you're actually doing pretty perfect.
Gohan.
Bro's a Chad. Bro said, I accidentally threw him too far.
That's a fact.
It is not a sin to fight for the right cause. There are those who words alone will not reach. Cell is such a being. I know how you feel, Gohan. You are gentle. You do not like to hurt. I know because I, too, have learned these feelings. But it is because you cherish life that you must protect it.
Ugh. This sentimental downpour is killing me. It's so nice of you to help, 16. But I plan on doing this my way.
My way. Please, drop your restraints. Protect the life I loved. You have the strength. My scanner sensed it. Just let it go.
You have the strength, I said. This one is so much better because of instead of any words...
Watching his process of fate.
Yup.
Yet another fighter you could have saved.
Oh, my God.
16, you love life. You gave everything up to save it. And you were just an android. And I let you die. I can't do that. I won't watch anymore. I feel it slipping.
When I eat you too much Chipotle.
That's crazy.
And I won't watch this anymore.
Vegeta was tight.
Nah, the way he just sweeps up the Cell Juniors.
One, two, seven of them. Goku's like, I knew you had it in you.